with him, everything is new.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's wonderful.
Amen. So we'll end our table meeting this morning here. Before the announcements, I'd like to introduce anyone who is here for the first time. If you're visiting, I think maybe, right in front of us. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, hello, brother and sister. I'm Stuart Fung. So I came from church in Franklin and church in Montgomery. So I was invited by Minnie and Peterson last time we'll be visiting the KPCC conference.
Amen. Who's your name?
Stephen Fung.
Stephen
Fung. Yes. Okay. Nice to meet you.
Amen.
What? You're a student?
I'm a new graduate.
I'm a dog.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we were texting Stephen.
Yeah.
I'm Shepherd. Nice to meet you. Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you for. Amen.
What's your last name?
Oh, you are?
Okay. So we'll take an opportunity to meet our brother after the meeting.
Yeah.
Stephen.
Amen. Amen. Good to meet you. Anybody else?
All right. Okay. Hallelujah. But you're all new this morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm still enjoying the newness.
Amen.
That hymn was wonderful.
Amen.
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 Okay. So we have several announcements. Please bear with me. The first one is, this is for all the saints, your awareness. There will be an end of semester blending meeting starting at 5 p.m. at the Piscataway Meeting Hall today. It is open for all the college students and burdened saints in New Jersey. So what that means is we're having the ones from North Jersey, South Jersey, we're all coming together for this end of semester meeting. So for information and to RSVP, please refer to the newsletter. It's a little late to RSVP, but you're still welcome to join. Maybe bring a dish. Anyways, you could contact one of the campus serving ones for more information. The next announcement is the New Jersey Vital Living Exercise Term 5 Graduation Blending Meeting will be held at our meeting hall Saturday, May 6th. So this is this coming Saturday. The saints who are participating in the exercise will share their testimonies of the Lord's blessing. We are expecting English-speaking, Spanish-speaking, and Chinese-speaking saints from North Central South Jersey regions. Again, this is all, right, all the whole state. The dinner will be a love feast in potluck style starting at 6 p.m. So please bring your favorite dish to share with all. The meeting will be from 7 to 8:30. And for the saints who do not participate in the vital living exercise, you are also welcome to join the blending. So it's not just the ones who are in the practice or the exercise, but this is really an invitation to all the saints. Especially we're local, so we really get the privilege to come and join this blending.
Amen.
Next announcement, for our corporate ministry pursuit, we are entering into the life studies of Matthew, messages 7 and 8 this week. Okay, 7 and 8. This week's corporate prayer meeting is scheduled to be at the meeting hall here at, starting at 8 p.m. This Tuesday. So it will be a corporate prayer meeting. The next announcement is regarding the 2023 July semi-annual training. This is scheduled to be from July 3rd to July 8th at Anaheim, California. Registration due day for both the live and video training is due today. It's actually tomorrow, but I think we encourage all the saints to register by today, by tonight. This includes both live and video. So if the saints here, you want to do the video training, please register today. Take the opportunity, seize the opportunity to participate in this coming semi-annual training. The next announcement is regarding the 2023 Young People Middle School Spring Conference, scheduled for May 12th to 14th at KPCC. It's open to all the 6th through 8th graders, and the registration due date is May 1st. Register at pursuitwiththose.org. Okay. P7 and Highland Park are scheduled to serve food today. P1 and P8 are scheduled to serve food next week. P5 and Bridgewater are scheduled to serve cleaning today. P7 and Highland Park are scheduled to serve cleaning next week on Lord's Day. And then lastly, there will be a young people's meeting at the conference room after the table meeting. And there will be a corporate Lord's Day meeting at the Piscataway Meeting Hall next week. So next Lord's Day will be corporate, just to let everybody know. Amen. Anything else that I missed? Strengthen? Okay, so I think then we can start our prophesy meeting this morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thanks. So this week, we are on week three. And if we can, how about let's all read the title together. Amen. Week three. The title this week, I really appreciate. It starts with living. The word living. Saints, in the previous weeks, we have talked about experiencing, right, the divine trinity. We see that as the blessing, the eternal blessing. And we see that last week, we can experience this divine trinity by living in the divine moment.
Amen.
So we see that God's heart is that He wants us to being in this relationship with Him.
Amen.
He doesn't want us to do much, but we need to be those who will be under His dispensing, but in His loving relationship.
Amen.
But this week, in week three, specifically, it gave us a very, very practical and personal application.
Amen.
It starts with living.
Amen.
Living in the dispensing, in the divine dispensing of the divine trinity.
Amen.
How to live in the divine dispensing of the divine trinity is by the law, by the law of the spirit of life in Romans 8.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't Amen. You want to be living in His divine dispensing?
Amen.
It's good to be in the Romans, but there's another more practical way.
Amen.
It actually work hanging in hand, right? It's to be under, to apply, as you will see this week, to apply the law of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
Amen.
We heard of Romans 8, but I think I will just read this again for all of us, even just for myself. I will read day one and a few verses from 2 and 3. Praise the Lord. In Romans 8, 2. Actually, how would I read it all together? Amen. Romans 8, 2. In day one. Okay. Amen. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death.
Amen.
For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So when we come to Romans 8, we cannot neglect the fact that Romans 8 is a continuation from Romans 7.
Amen.
Here, Brother, the ministry helps us to see why do we have Romans 7. Actually, that's a picture. Romans 7 is a picture of a seeking, desperate believer.
Amen.
Paul, before his conversion, he was actually seeking God. He was trying to do good. He was trying many things to please God, to meet the Ten Commandments. But he realized that doesn't matter how hard he tries, he fails.
Right.
He cannot meet it. There's no way. So he was brought to a point where he was so desperate.
Right.
And then God appeared to him. He was converted and then God appeared. God spoke. And he saw this vision of the law of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
Freeing us.
Amen.
Releasing us.
Amen.
From all the different laws inside of us. The law of good, trying to do good. You know, the law of sin that's pulling us down when we're trying to do good. Right? All these things.
Right.
We have been released by a scientific law. The law of the Spirit of life. And this law operates spontaneously when we turn it on. We will see in the letter of the week, right? But I think I was very touched by this point. Paul was Well, it was before he was converted. He experienced the wretchedness. But what does that mean to us today? We are believers already, right?
Yes.
But subconsciously, in our experience today, if you check with your experience, at least when I check with mine, in the church life, in being with the saints, subconsciously, I still try to do many things.
Right.
Try to do good. We don't realize this, but brothers and sisters,
amen,
we need the discerning spirit.
Right.
To realize that when we are under the law of sin of death, and we are trying to be under the law of good, to do good. I live with a lot of brothers. None of them are here this morning. Yeah. Maybe it's the Lord's sovereignty. I don't know. But when you're with a lot of brothers in the brother's house, and maybe you're the oldest one, you always try to do good, right? Try to be the example. Try to be the pattern. Oh, Lord. You can try. You can try. Until you realize how wretched you are. The Lord arranges the situation in our lives to bring us to the point so that He can really dispense Himself into us.
Amen.
And sometimes that requires Him to bring us to the state where we realized we can only try so much.
Right.
In fact, we were not supposed to try.
Right.
We need to have this vision. Brother Ricky said, a renewed view.
Amen.
As believers, we need a renewed view of the law of spiritual life in Romans 8:2. So that we can really enter into this realm of the divine dispensing.
Amen.
In the small little details of our lives.
Amen.
Right, James? It's all about the small application in our daily lives.
Yeah, right.
In our services, in our being with the saints, in our trying to serve in different ways. We need to see, we need to be released. Our view of Romans 8 has to be refreshed. So that we can really live under this rule.
Yeah.
Under this law of the spirit of life.
Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord. I must move on. But as we shall see in this week, when we are desperate, the law revealed by His mercy to us, this law. And when we apply this law, this is a scientific law. I'm not a scientist, but I think there are a lot of us here who know. Doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter what the situation is. There are certain rules, certain laws that just happens. You cannot, it doesn't change. It doesn't,
right.
It doesn't, it's not affected by how we feel. Nothing can affect it.
Amen.
Today, God has went through a process.
Right.
Gone through all His human living, death, resurrection, and even ascension to be the Spirit. And as the law of the Spirit of life,
amen,
in our spirit, He operates.
Amen.
Regardless of our situations.
Amen.
Regardless of where we are.
Yeah.
Regardless of how we feel.
Right.
So that He can dispense Himself into us.
Amen.
That's right.
I think, yeah, I'm very inadequate, but I think all I can do is speak this in the spirit of faith.
Amen.
Lord, operate in me.
Yes.
As the law of the spirit of life.
Amen.
I can do nothing, and I'm not just saying that, but Lord, because I see You have gone through this process so that You can enter into me.
Yes.
To release me.
Amen.
So that I can receive Your dispensing.
Amen.
May this word really take root in us.
Yes.
We can really know what this means.
Amen.
And I think when we pray in this way, I think the Lord will really arrange all kinds of situations in our lives to work this into us.
Amen.
Aren't you open to this?
Yeah.
Amen.
This is regardless how old we are. You know,
yeah,
we have some very experienced older saints here. They can also experience this law.
Amen.
Especially in their particular situation.
Amen.
Because the trying God is always dispensing.
Right.
It requires us to cooperate. Amen.
Amen.
Quickly, I will just go through some of the points. And we see that as Zoe, right? Our spirit is Zoe through His dispensing. But that's just one third. God's goal doesn't stop there. If you read on, Romans 8, 6, 11, eventually chapter 12, this Zoe life in our spirit will eventually spread into our soul. When we set our mind on the Spirit, there's life and peace.
Right.
And it will give life through the power into our mortal bodies.
Amen.
So to the extent that even our physical body is being used for the expression of God. So I think this is what's on God's heart. He doesn't want to just be limited in our spirit, but through our spirit, He wants to spread into our soul, and eventually to give life to our mortal bodies.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Oh Lord. And saints, I think I will stop here. But there's so much in the letter half the week about the matter of prayer. To how do we remain to under this law?
Amen.
The point is to
Amen.
Remain.
Amen.
Oh Lord, there's a way of prayer.
Amen.
But I think some of the brothers and sisters will just continue.
Amen.
And then we will just open it up. And then how about let's maybe the piano can help us. We'll have to start with 3 minutes. Amen.
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 Just enjoying that for us to apply the law of spirit of life in us. It's just to set our mind on the Spirit.
Amen.
I was so touched with this because it even says if we don't have peace and life, that means we're not abiding in the fear of in the sphere and I'm over in the fear of the spirit of life. And it's just that so practical. I said so practical because if I don't have peace, I just have to, oh Lord, I don't accept this thought. And then the brother explained simply just by praying to the Lord in this way, He will switch us on.
Amen.
And it's spontaneous of the love spiritual life will work out in us.
Amen.
So I
Amen.
Said, wow, this looks good. Practical, right? In my journey. So this week I was praying to the Lord, help me just to not accept that todo pensamiento,
any thought
that would give me death.
Yeah. To not allow any death.
And only doing that, the switch will turn on. I will be in the right realm.
Amen.
I like when the brother brings the message. He says that when the astronauts come out of the Earth,
when they go out into space,
they have to fight with a lot of laws to not experience the law of gravity.
Right.
But if they're in the Earth, they don't have to fight with that, right? Because it works spontaneously. So it says in the same way, when we're out of the Spirit, we have to fight and deal with a lot of things. Right? But the only thing is to switch on and put our mind on the Spirit.
Amen.
And then we will be in the right realm. That was for me so encouraging.
Amen.
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 As we listen today, we start to have a. Don't you have something going on inside of you after hearing this, just this little bit so much, John and our sister? There's something inside of you that's stirring. That means you're receiving something substantial, something real. So and then so that means you should stand up and release it. You should release it. There's something that's getting deposited into you, so you should release it to everyone else. Don't think about what you want to say. Just there's something that's getting deposited in you. Let it out. So Romans, Paul went One day Paul just started speaking and he just kept on speaking, and a brother fell out the window because he fell asleep, and the meeting just went on and on and on and on. If we had such a time, we could go on and on and on and on about this chapter 8. But this week we only have like, you know, did you ever have go to the museum and see a skeleton? Well, we only have the crucial bones of Romans 8. The crucial bones. So the crucial bones are just culminate in Romans 8, 6.
Amen.
The culmination of Romans 8 is I need to be full of life and peace. I need to be full of life and peace by being, I'm an electrical appliance. The electricity is the triune God. And he's dispensing himself. That means he's flowing. All I need to do is be the electrical appliance and plug myself into the electrical outlet. And then the electricity flows and everything happens. I don't need... John gave us a wonderful word about how terrible we are if we're not plugged in. If our mind is not set on our spirit. So the practical application of the heavens being for the earth being for the spirit of man, is my mind needs to be set on my spirit. So this takes our life to practice. So don't be discouraged by failures. That should just be an encouragement. I need to do this again. Set my mind on the Spirit.
Amen.
Experience life and peace.
Amen.
This is the triune God is in Romans 8.
Amen.
The divine economy is in Romans 8. The tripartite man is in Romans 8.
Amen.
It's all here. The heavens, the earth, the spirit of man, it's all here in Romans 8. Amen. This is the center of everything in the universe. It's right here. And it culminates in, I need to practice my mind being set on the spirit, and then my mind is life and peace.
Amen.
I'm really touched by day 6 of this week's reading. It says that as Christians, there's no need for us to try to overcome the flesh, and there's no need to try to defeat the law of sin. And actually, we cannot do that.
Yeah.
What we need to do is simply stand with the Spirit and rely upon Him.
Amen.
Simply
Amen.
Stand with the Spirit and rely upon Him.
This really brings
me back to our discussion last Friday night when we have a small group meeting, when one of the saints asked us how to, he brings up a question like how to balance between the law and everything else in his life. And it's actually a good question. And I remember one of the saints answer, he just give 100% of his life to the law, and everything else, everything else in his life will be mysteriously and magically be resolved. And it is wonderful. I'm really touched by that sharing. And actually, honestly, I'm still very far from it, but I feel very encouraged by that.
Amen.
Amen.
So, this verse is, let me read again, for the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death.
Amen.
So here, there is one keyword is called the law. So, and when it's coming to the law, it's like always happens. Okay, so that's one part, people may not like it. It always happens.
Amen.
So when the people to the sometimes till middle ages, they will feel life is getting dull. Because it always happens, right? And also the life, this verse also talk about the bottom part is, there's a law of sin and of death. Not pleasant at all. We all affected by sin. And we all have this terrible outcome, death, right? And that's almost always happened. Yeah. So, and then we talk about the law of the spirit of life. You know, to get to the spirit, actually, it's not that easy. I mean, yeah. So spiritually, you can be very easy. You say, okay, I just set my mind to the spirit. But remember, you need to do a daily maintain. I would say a daily maintain. Because you either eat properly, proper sleep, so you can maintain your well-being properly, so that you pave the way to go into your spirit. It's like, when we come into this Lord's Day, actually it's not in vain, not so cheap. We have to pay the price, everybody soundly enough, and everybody get up early enough to go to the Lord's Day table, right? So anyway, let's back to that. But we does not always in this dump it, because we have Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We hold these words, we have Christ Jesus. And we have the law of the Spirit, right? So yesterday I heard a message. They talk about Daniel was put to the lion den, right? And the lesson that that man wants to share is that he learned when he was in his youth age or whatever. Somebody taught him, say, you need to set your goal to God, not to the problem. If Daniel set his goal on a line, he would not get asleep. But he set his goal on God. So I think I was encouraged. We have problems, right? But our goal is set on God. And our God can operate in the law of the spirit of life. So we will be get over all our problems. And by faith to Jesus Christ, we will enjoy the life. And remember, if you want romantic, our God is the most romantic God you can have. And may Lord bless your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I really enjoyed day five the most this week, where talks felt like the meaning of prayer is to absorb God and to express God. Prayer is not our speaking or expressing of ourselves. I feel like, you know, in one's natural disposition, like when they read this, they may think, oh, prayer is just something in relation, all you can pray about is God's need and not your own. But no, what it's saying here is that in all our prayers, you know, whether it's in relation to the church life or maybe even just our personal need, right? We need to be touching God Himself. The ultimate goal of prayer is that we need to receive God speaking. But how do we do that, right? And as it reveals in one of the paragraphs, when God was about to judge the sinful city of Sodom, right? Abraham, he asked God, like, you know, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are this and this many righteous within the city, will you still destroy it, right? And then, you know, I think this prayer really shows that, you know, he was beseeching and begging for the things of God, but he was not merely just crying out for the things of man. Many times it will be very easy for us to pray like, God, you must save Sodom. There are 50 righteous men in that city, hence you must save them. But no, Abraham was inquiring of the things of God and not the things of man. So later on, when he asked about the 10 righteous men, God said, I will not destroy it because of the 10. So by this, Abraham understood God's intention. This applies to really all our prayers, all kinds of prayer, right? Like, it's like if maybe we have a personal need or desire. So, I mean, it'll be very easy for us to, when we pray, we just ask like, oh God, you need to meet this need. But no, actually we need to pray at, like, Lord, I have this need and desire. If this need, you know, if this need contributes to your desire, Lord, please do carry it out. But Lord, if this need is not in relation to your desire, Lord, do perfect and transform me that I may be one with your desire. So you really, the real intention of prayer is to really absorb God and take God in. And only this way can we really receive God speaking. And we really need to be touching the Spirit as we pray, but not our soul.
Amen.
Amen.
James from Norway. This is actually from the past weekend when we were at the same conference. And one of the points that I think the brother was burdened about was kind of in our, there was, I think, a very foundational speaking. And one of the aspects was on prayer and kind of how our prayer can be for the Lord. And so, John 17, there's a story of 10 lepers. And so from a distance, they were asking the Lord, can you heal us from our leprosy? And the Lord had told them, go to the priest. And then on the way to the priest, the lepers were healed. And they were, I imagine, excited. But only one of those lepers came back closer to the Lord after that prayer had been answered. And so I think the brother's burden for us was, often I think we pray these desperate prayers thinking like, oh Christ, when this XYZ thing happens, we'll be closer to the Lord. But often, maybe 9 out of 10 times, this answering to our prayer in an outward way often brings us away from the Lord because we're no longer doubting. I think as James was mentioning, I think we need to be elevated in our view of what prayer is. So that we can be ones who have the same heart as the Lord, and to realize the Lord also has a burden. I think throughout this conference, there was also continued burden on Nehemiah and Ezra and Ezekiel, and that the Lord was after someone who would build the wall to stop the attack on the city. And it took over 100 years before Nehemiah was one to answer that call. So to know that the Lord is desperate today, looking for someone who would build that wall, I think we can be elevated in our view. Not just that we are so self-centered in our view of what we want and the prayers that we have, but that we know that the Lord has a purpose and He has a desire on His heart, and that our prayer can be turned in that direction.
Amen.
Amen.
To follow Minister sharing, last weekend we talk about the context was that Israel people, they were brought back to New Jerusalem, but the wall is like for 150 years still not built up. And brother mentioned the verse, I think it mentioned a couple times in the conference, in Ezekiel 22:30, Jehovah says that he saw the man among them who would build up the wall and stand in the breach before me for the sake of the land so that I would not destroy it. But Jehovah found no one. So we were encouraged that we need to be a group of people that take action, you know, to really build up the wall.
Amen.
And to stand at the bridge for our brothers and sisters. But
Amen.
I was considering in our daily life, how actually can we really participate in this wall building and really
Amen.
Stand at the bridge for our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
You know, the other day on Monday morning, I have a prayer time with a brother, and we were prayer reading the Romans 8:2. You know, this really encouraged because on Monday morning, I was very weak because, you know, on Monday morning, I need to get up earlier, I need to go to work, really weak in my spirit. But, you know, this verse really, really saved me.
Amen.
And this verse really become my wall throughout my day.
Amen.
And, you know, I was really encouraged by the free this verse in this this term in this verse, because like John's opening, we also like to be strong. We want to be good, right? We want to be you know, not in a bad position, but I found myself sometimes really, I cannot do this. Like in the Monday morning, usually I was so weak, but in the realm of the spirit of life, it's automatically I join the spirit with the Lord. And you know, point B, I think it's in week 3, it says, point B under day 4, it says, while we remain in a touch with the Lord through the prayer, staying in contact within our spirit, spontaneously, we don't need to do anything. We just stay in the contact with the spirit.
Amen.
And effortlessly within us, you know, the spirit is operating us. It's
Amen.
Automatically. So I'm so encouraged by this verse, and may we be the wall and stand at the bridge for our brothers, and may we be the people we know there's a law operating in us, and we are willing to remain in the contact of this spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Same point. I appreciate it. While we remain in the touch with the Lord through prayer, and I appreciate that the connection, seeing the law of the spirit of life and how we can activate it and remain in this law by learning to pray and learning to stay in this fellowship with the Lord. And I just, some of the points from the outline were, I felt like they were just so good, because it was talking about the hymn, just as I am, right, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. And so sometimes we fail, and then we've been disconnected, and we're just like, well, okay, that's it, I failed. And so let me just spend the rest of my day in my failure. Mm-hmm. Instead of realizing, we just turn,
Amen.
We take the blood, and Amen. We just come back to the Lord, just as we are, by His precious blood. Amen. And then we start over. We just contact the Lord again. And as soon as we contact the Lord again, we activate the law of the spirit of life, and it's working again in us. And then I just, you know, it says here, to pray is to come to the Lord just as we are. When we come to the Lord, we should lay our inner condition before Him and tell Him that we are short in every matter. Even if we are weak, confused, sad, and speechless, we can still come to God. No matter what our inner condition is, we should bring it to God. And then the next line, it says, instead of caring about our condition, we tell the Lord, this is my condition. And then once we tell it to Him, then we contact Him. And then we're learning to behold Him
Amen.
And to inquire of Him in
Amen.
His temple. Right?
Amen.
And I just, I appreciated seeing as the outline went progressed, it's talking about the two aspects of our prayer. The first aspect is we enter into fellowship with God. And then He anoints us with His burden for the work and reveals His intention to us. And then the second aspect is to inquire the Lord by petitioning Him concerning His
yeah.
will and His burden for the work. Then we carry out the purpose of prayer by coordinating with God to be God's co-worker. And I appreciated what David said in relating this to the wall. We're building the wall and standing in the breach.
Right? Amen.
And so realizing, on one hand, we're contacting God and we realize who we are. And when we realize who God is, He's done everything. I appreciated this week realizing that God has destroyed the devil who has the might of death.
Amen.
And so the devil has no more claim on us. We overcome by the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Right? But then as we contact God and we fellowship with God, we're inquiring, just like James said, of these other ones. And we're learning to cooperate and co-work and coordinate with God in His work. And that's just, but it comes out of our fellowship with Him.
Amen.
And then we're learning to petition and inquire.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to continue Brother Tom's sharing that Romans 8 is the focus of the Bible and the center of the universe. It is really not too much to say so, because this chapter gives us the key to becoming an overcomer who fulfills God's goal and brings the law back. And recently I have been encouraged by a brother sharing that to be an overcomer doesn't mean that we are spiritual giants. But an overcomer is one who lives a normal Christian life. And a normal Christian life is different from living an average Christian life.
Amen.
And last week in the children's serving, we sang the song about choices. So throughout our days and even in our whole life, it's all about making choices. And we're Christians and we need to make the good choices. And the best choice is to choose the Lord above all things. Everything else has to follow. Like every day, I always have to make a choice between getting up early and have morning watch with him or just sleeping in a little bit more. And when I'm up, I'm also faced with the choices of whether to work on my assignments, which makes me very anxious about, or again, to come to the Lord and contact him. But I can testify that whenever I choose him first, that day is full of rest and peace for me. Amen. And also recently I enjoyed the live study messages of Genesis. And when I read this week's reading, choices in this week reminds me of the Garden of Eden in Genesis. So human, we are men, miniature of the Garden of Eden because we are faced with the two choices, the mind or the spirit. Just like Adam and Eve, they had to choose between the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. And God created man with the intention that man would express him and have dominion over all the earth. And in fact, in ourselves, we cannot express God. And God knew it. So God prepared the tree of life. And God put Adam and Eve before the tree of life. So when God created them, God did not want them to bow down to him and to worship him. Instead, God only wanted him to eat the tree of life and to express him. But we know that Adam and Eve made the wrong choice. But we praise the Lord that he doesn't give up because he has gone through all the process of incarnation, human living, crucifixion, death, and resurrection, and ascension. And now he is the all-inclusive, life-giving, compelled spirit, even the sevenfold intensified spirit, indwelling in our spirit. And as long as we turn to that spirit, as long as we plug ourselves in the Spirit,
amen,
we will receive life. Amen. We will be in the right realm of life.
Amen.
And that is the meaning of setting our mind on the Spirit. And really, I really enjoy the real sharing that this is scientific law. Yeah.
Amen.
It is scientific law. It is something automatic. As long as we turn to the Spirit, we will experience rest and peace. I want to end with the two verses that I really enjoy about choosing God and choosing life. The first one is Matthew 6:33 that a brother mentioned on Friday. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness,
amen,
and all these things will be added to you.
Right.
The second one is in Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. I have set before you life and death,
amen,
blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life,
amen,
that you and your seed may live.
Amen.
Sister Pearl, Sherry really touched me, just like read the outline. That's one of the parts. He said, the triune God has been processed through the incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and the ascension to become the Lord of the Spirit of Life.
Amen.
Wow. The process trying God and the Lord of the Light, they put it all together. How to connect? Oh, and the Spirit of the Light installed in our spirit as a scientific law. Scientific law. And the automatic and the principle, that is the one of the biggest discovery. Wow, I didn't realize. And even recovery in the God's economy. The verse supported is by the Romans chapter 8, verse 9, and verse 11. That is said, verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit.
Amen.
Indeed, the Spirit of God. He means in the God of the Father. Dwelling in you. Yet, anyone does have the Spirit of Christ. Wow, the trying God through the process becomes the Christ. And he is, okay, then 11. the verse 11, he say, and if the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwelling in you, he who raised Christ, Jesus, from the dead, will also give life. This is the same word, like brotherly pick up, the life-giving spirit. Only come to the Bible 8 times. Give life. That means continue, not stop there. Give life, life-giving. Amen. Give life to you, the mortal body, through his spirit, who is dwelling with you. If mentioned 4 times, indwelling with you. So you see the spirit of the God, the spirit of the Christ, and the spirit of the life-giving spirit, all dwelling in you. That the continue process. That become the law of the life. The spirit of the life. My wife is a scientist. He wants development of all the medication. He needs sometimes 46 process. But after the put all together, put in the machine, put the data, everything, he just pump the switch. Boom! Everything done. If you didn't able to do the add this, add that, that need 46 process all together, just one time. The key point mentioned in here. How we exercise, because the prayer, the spirit of the word automatically, spontaneous, and effortless within us. All the process through there, we just have one touch. Pray! Amen.
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 I really appreciated this hymn 1048 that's associated to this week's ministry pursuit, because this hymn actually brings out this Romans 7 and Romans 8 relationship, because I think all of us, you know, we all admit that we're just wretched. We're wretched men, right? But, you know, it would be very sad to just stay in Romans 7, right? And not go into Romans 8. And some believers are like that. They just, we're just so depressed or right. impotent. Like, I just can't do anything.
Right.
So I'll just remain here.
Yeah.
No, the key is we need to see our condition and then come to the Lord. And then I would also say sometimes, you know, we have this religious concept. I need to fix myself before I come to the
right.
Lord. Right. Like, I'm just improper. I can't talk to my wife properly. I can't manage my kids. You know, I don't have a good relationship with my parents. I need to fix all of that before I can come to the Lord. No.
No.
Right. If you see 1048, it just says, just as I am. Right, we need to bring ourselves to the Lord because He's the solution, right? He can do in us what we cannot do. He can be in us what we cannot be. But many times we just, for whatever reason, we just insulate ourselves to the Lord. Yesterday we did a lot of home improvement at my house, and I was installing new lights. And actually, this really helped me appreciate this week's content. Because when you install an appliance or a new light, you know, all you need to do is to make sure the connection between the two wires, right? John knows, right? The hot wire needs to be attached to the, you know, the hot wire, the black wire in the house, and the neutral to the neutral. That's all you need to do, and you have to be careful, right? So you don't electrocute yourself. But as soon as those wires are attached and you put on the breaker, then everything works, right? The bulb doesn't need to try. Oh, I just need to emanate light. I need to do a good job. No, all you need to do is to make sure the wires are connected.
Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, I have good news. We are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Right? There's no condemnation to those who are now in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And also in Romans 8, it says, I also appreciate it. Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin. The spirit is life.
Amen.
Right? Because of righteousness.
Amen.
So the Lord has done everything. He's installed us, right, into the triune God.
Amen.
And all we need to do is to make sure there's no, what, insulation. And actually, that's the experience. We need to make sure our heart is turned. Our heart is proper. We need to make sure our conscience is void of sin, of offenses. And if we can take care of this connection between our spirit and the spirit, then, oh, the transmission, it operates, right? Wonderfully, effortlessly, automatically.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Saints, I really enjoy Brother Lee, Brother Ricky sharing on In the Touch. You know, remember he shared, you know, that this passage in Matthew chapter 9, 20 to 21, you know, there's this woman who had been suffering from a hemorrhage for 12 years, approached the Lord from behind and just touched the fringe of His garments. And she said within herself, if only I touch His garment, I will be healed. And immediately there was a crowd. But the Lord, when she touched the Lord's garment, the Lord right away knew someone had touched Him. And Brother Ricky said, you know, how could, I mean, this is a crowd, you know, so many people. But the point he wanted to emphasize, and he used the word in the touch. And you see this in outline, Roman number 3, number point B. It says, when we remain in the touch with the Lord through prayer, staying in contact with Him in our spirit, the law of the spirit life works automatically, spontaneously, and effortlessly within us. But he kept emphasizing in the touch, meaning that when you touch the Lord, there must be a flowing sense. I know myself. I come often to the Lord in the Word, but it's very superficial. You know, so we need to pay attention as genuine Christians.
Amen.
When we come to the Lord in our daily walk, when we touch Him, there must be a flowing. Amen. If there's no flowing, then we haven't really touched Him.
Right.
There's got to be we call it a definitive, fine, you know, real concrete flowing of the Lord, from the Lord into you, and the reverse. And so he kept emphasizing in the touch. In English, you usually don't use the word the. You just say in touch, be in touch with the Lord, be in touch with Melody. I'm in touch with Michael. I'm in touch with Caleb, Brother Caleb. You know, in touch. But he emphasized the touch. Mm-hmm. Make sure you are in the touch.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, that really touched me. I'm practicing that now.
I felt that in District C, the gap, the waiting is a little bit long than usual. Normally, you know, saints are coming up, standing up quite often. But anyway, I follow what Sister mentioned about inner touch, right? We really need to. Let me step back. We need to make a choice. The choice is to contact the Lord.
Amen.
We need to make a choice to set our mind on the Spirit.
Amen.
You know, there's a sister. When she mentioned she felt fellowship, she said, "I need to be a good testimony in front of my schoolmates." So every time she enter into the classroom, she has to say, "Okay, I have to be happy, smiling." And in a way, it's very artificial. The heart is good, right? So she wants to pretend she's happy, right? But if she knew at that time, she can really turn to the Lord and set her mind on the Spirit, then the peace comes, life comes. Then of course joy will come, right? So I think, you know, this week I touched a lot, heavy point to me is we really need to make right choice, and we also need to take action. You know, just as I am, everybody love it, but so many times we are just one step short before you really go to the Lord and say, "Lord, here I am." Many times we are so weak, we are so blaming ourselves, say, "Lord, I'm not satisfied with this kind of situation where I am," but we are one step short. Then say, "Lord, here I am." I don't know you. You may be much stronger than me. Many times I'm in that situation. I say, "Lord, I shouldn't be in this situation, but I know I can go to you, but I'm one step short."
Amen.
So, dear saints, I just want to say this. We really need to proactively come to the Lord. No matter where you are, no matter what condition you are, say, "Lord, even I spend 1 minute, I want to touch you. Even I spend 5 minutes, I want to touch you. I want to enter into your word. I want to really get into the touch." You know, nobody can define what the touch is. You know. you know what you're short of. Sorry, give me one more minute. Last weekend, I went to visit my sister. She underwent a series of chemotherapy, and she's ready to be do the stem cell transplant. So I went there. My intention is to encourage her. So I brought my brother, I brought my niece and nephew, all that. We have a good dinner, everything, right? But you know, what encouraged the most? It's not I'm encouraging her. It's she encouraged me. She's so joyful. You cannot tell she's under the chemo. And is she afraid that there's an unknown in front of her? Of course. But she entered into the Word. Three life study messages a day. Okay? And writing summaries. And then, you know, praying with others. You know, she has two in-laws. And then she said, I'm reading one message with this in-law. I'm reading this message with the saints. This is how you set your mind on the Spirit. And then, this is great revelation is that at least one part of our being is the Zoe, right? But then when you set our mind on the Spirit, our mind could be
Amen.
Zoe.
Yeah.
And then our mind, our being can supply others. And that's what I experienced this last weekend. My sister supplies me. She's joyful. You look at us, maybe I'm looking like I'm under the chemotherapy. But she's joyful. Why? Because she is in touch with the Lord. She's in the Word. She's in pursuing. She's contact the Lord. And then, dear saints, then we are really revived. You know, so I think we just need to come back to the point that we really need to proactively come to the Lord. And in the message, one thing that when somebody gives you a difficult time, you can tell the person that your spirit is Zoe. I don't know if this works or not, but I know, at least I can tell myself. You know what I mean, right? We have argument, and then during the argument, I say, my spirit is Zoe. You know, sometimes it doesn't work. You know, maybe it would irritate the person more. But at least I can tell myself, my spirit is Zoe. You know what that means? That means I'm setting my mind on the Spirit. I'm not paying attention to that argument, to that debate, to whatever. My mind is set on the Spirit. And whenever I do that, oh, my mind can become Zoe. And then I can enjoy life and peace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll just read the title of this week again. It says, Living in the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity by the Law of the Spirit of Life in Romans 8. Amen. It says, I think all of us were helped this week to see that we can live in the divine dispensing. And how can we do it? It's by this law of the Spirit of Life. Amen. Right? The triune God has gone through the process of incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, to be installed into us as a scientific law. Right? An automatic principle. And so when we read this phrase, law of the Spirit of Life, what is our understanding of it? Right, we really need to, make this discovery and be recovered back to God's economy. This is how the Lord has ordained it, that He would be in us an automatic, right, an automatic principle.
Amen.
If we see this, this was one of the burden in this week, that we would have this view. And this was my prayer for all of us, that we would have this view. We would see that the Lord is in us as the law of the Spirit of Life. Amen. And so I think the saints brought out a number of different burdens from this message. What I mainly wanted to touch was our need to remain in the touch. Right? The Lord has done everything.
Right?
The law of the Spirit of life has been installed in us. Right? And when we came to the Lord, right, we came to Him just as we were. Right? And I appreciated this, the hymn that was brought out. You know, we come to the Lord just as we are. Just as I am. You know, we don't have to wait until our situation improves or until we get better. Right? We just come to the Lord just as we are. Right? The Lord, again, needs our cooperation so that we can live under this divine dispensing. And how do we cooperate? It's just by turning to the Lord. Right? We set our mind on the Spirit. Praise the Lord for our spirit.
Amen.
Our spirit is life.
Amen.
Saints, have you seen this? Have you seen that your spirit is life? And we can set our mind on the Spirit.
Amen.
I think many of us, you know, we try to spend time with the Lord, right? But it's possible that, you know, our time with the Lord could be rushed, right? I appreciate it and... you know, and Brother Ricky sharing, he said that we needed to spend more time with the Lord, right? To the point that, you know, we would absorb God, right? So in our personal fellowship with the Lord, it's not something that's just one and done. We just get through the Bible reading, you know, get through this morning's portion. No, there needs to be a remaining in the touch, right? When we turn to our spirit, we are in the touch. That's the first point. But then we need to remain in the touch. Right? We've been struggling for years, right? We've been struggling. It's because we've gotten out of the touch. This was light to me. We need to remain in the touch. Right? It's there. And the Lord has made it so easy. All we have to do is exercise faith. Right? To turn to the Lord. To stand with the facts. To take sides with our spirit. Right? And then we would be in the touch. The Lord has the way to dispense. But then, for, you know, how about the remainder of the day? Right? How do we practically remain in the touch? Brother Ricky shared with us, you know, these verses from 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. I think we all are familiar with them. It's always rejoice, right? Unceasingly pray, and in everything give thanks. Right, but our brother helped us to see that to remain in the touch, maybe we could start, you know, in the reverse order. Start by giving thanks. Right? You could be on the way to work and someone just cuts you off. That's trying to get you out of the touch.
Yeah.
Right? That's trying to get you away from your spirit. In that situation, you know, by faith, you can exercise your faith and just thank the Lord. Lord, thank you. My spirit is life.
Amen.
Thank you. You've installed yourself into us as life.
Amen.
Lord, I like to remain in the touch.
Amen.
And so I encourage the saints to really pray these short prayers. Right? Number one, we need to be in the touch.
Amen.
Right? We need to spend time with the Lord. But then in our daily living, the battle is to remain in the touch.
Amen.
Stay in the flow.
Amen.
There's a supply for us.
Amen.
To meet any need.
Amen.
Any situation. Romans 8, we see 28. We see that all things.
Amen.
Everything that happens to us.
Amen.
All things in our life. Right? Is working for good.
Right?
Is working for what? God's dispensing.
Amen.
Right? Flowing into us. Do you have this view? You know, everything that we face, whether it be our boss, you know, even problems in our family. You know, this past week, I just, you know, there's so much that's been happening with my family. And I just praised the Lord. I said, Lord, thank you. All things is working. I just want to remain in the touch. I don't want to be distracted from you. Amen. And so here's there's really a direction also in this message. Our enjoyment of the divine dispensing is not merely an individual matter.
Right.
This second point under Roman numeral 1 says the enjoyment of the law of the Spirit of life in Romans 8 ushers us into the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
In Romans 12.
Amen.
Right? This law operates within us
right.
as we live in the body. and for the body.
Amen.
In the writing of Romans, you know, Paul, after he finishes Romans 8, chapters 9 through 12 can be considered as a parenthesis. So we can say that the direct continuation of Romans 8 is Romans 12.
Amen.
What do we see in Romans 8? Right? We see that everything in our daily living is working for the divine dispensing.
Amen.
Right? So that we could be the matured sons of God.
Amen.
What is all this for? It's for us to live in the body.
Amen.
The first thing that Paul mentions in Romans 8, in Romans 12, he says that we need to present ourselves. The Lord has installed this law of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
For us to live the church life.
Amen.
Not merely for us to just enjoy Him in a personal way and for our individual experience, but our seeing needs to also be enlarged to see the body. Right? Intrinsically, this law is operating. That outwardly, we would cooperate with Him to live the body life. Right, to be the sons of God who are expressing God together with all the saints.
Amen.
And Paul, you know, he in Philippians 1, he shared his experience. He was in prison, right? Paul realized that actually he needed the saints. Right, he needed the body. Philippians 1:19, he said that this would work out to him, to salvation. Through your petition. Right? That indicates that, saints, we need the prayers of the saints.
Amen.
Of course, we need to pray with the Lord, you know, in our personal time. But we also need the petition of the body. The petition of the saints. And he said that it would work out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ is actually the law of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
Right? This law of the Spirit of life is actually operating in the body. Right? The Spirit is the content of the body. A few weeks ago, and I'll end off with this, a brother just, you know, came to me and he shared with me. He said, "Hey, brother, you know, this is how you can pray for me." And, you know, usually you don't have that kind of, well, at least me, I don't have that kind of interaction where someone says, "This is how you can pray for me." Right? Usually it's, "Brother, how can I pray for you?" Right? But this brother said, "This is how you can pray for me." This really touched me because we really need the prayers of the saints.
Amen.
You know, to live the body life, to receive the supply. And we need the prayers of the saints. And this was Paul's realization. He said, I'm in this prison, right? I want to live Christ. I want to magnify Christ. But I need your petition. Right? I need the supply that's in the body. And so the last Roman numeral says, ultimately, our living in the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity by the enjoyment of the indwelling Christ, indwelling an automatic law of the Spirit of life is in the body of Christ and for the body of Christ with the goal of making us God in life and in nature and expression, but not in the Godhead, to accomplish his goal of his eternal economy.
Amen.
I hope that, saints, we would see that, number one, we need to be in the touch. And then we need to remain in the touch.
Amen.
How do we practically remain in the touch? In everything give thanks. Right? Unceasingly pray.
Amen.
Always rejoice.
Amen.
And then the third point is that we need the supply of the body.
Amen.
Saints, I need your prayers.
Amen.
We need one another.
Amen.
The supply is in the body.
Amen.
To meet every need.
Amen.
So that we can live the church life.
Amen.
Amen. I'll stop there.
Amen.
Can I add a short word about speaking from the conference last week, specifically on the wall, the W-A-L-L, the wall. So the wall, I was very touched by all your sharing, and it's in the speaking today. The wall is the protection of God's interest. The wall is the protection of God's interest. At the beginning of the Bible, there's the garden. There's the tree of life. There's the river. There's the gold. There's bdellium. There are precious stones. But what is missing? What is missing? The wall. There is no wall. And so where is Satan? He's right in the middle. He's our adversary within. At the end of the Bible, what is there? A great and high wall. A great and high wall protecting God's interest. God's interest is the mingling of God and man. So at the end of the Bible, you have the Spirit and the Bride. And they're speaking as one. They're one. So you have God's, this is God's interest. The great and high wall protects God's interest. God's interest is the mingling of God and man. So today is very special. Anyway, one last word. One last word. So what is the wall? The wall is the transforming work of the Holy Spirit. So the wall is transformation. The wall, there's no wall in the beginning of the Bible. And Satan is right there in the middle of everything. He's our adversary within. At the end of the Bible, where is Satan? He's not in the city. He's not anywhere to be found because there's a great and high wall. He's in the lake of fire. So how can we be in the city? Because the gates. There are gates. The triune God is 12 gates. We're in the city. We're part of the city. Anyway, so real simply, the wall, that there's no one to build the wall should make us cry. That should make us cry. We need to be those who stand in the breach and are building the wall. We're protecting God's interest by being in the touch, setting our mind on the Spirit, and being mingled. The dispensing of the triune God is my spirit is life. My spirit is life. That means my spirit is the triune God. That's mingling. That's dispensing. That's then my mind, my troublesome mind is life. Is life. Not has life. Not enjoys life. My mind is life. That's the dispensing of the triune God.
Amen.
My mind is life and peace when I set my mind on my spirit. Then lastly, in this age, he gives himself to our mortal body. Anyway, the wall is the protection of God's interest. That means we kick Satan out to the lake of fire. And we protect God's interest with a great wall. This wall is the transforming work of the Spirit to produce, it's just the mingling of God and man.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You're really blessing us.
Amen.
We can experience it as a divine dispensing.
Amen.
Oh, amen. We also can live in the law of the Spirit of the life.
Amen. Amen. Right, thank you for going through such a process. Amen. Right now, you're the life-giving Spirit. Amen. And we have such a law operating in us, dispensing all the riches of the process triune God into us. Amen. Thank you. We can enjoy you in such a sweet way. Amen. Keep us setting our mind on the Spirit, Amen. Walking according to the Spirit. Amen. Thank you for our mingled spirit. Amen. Praise Amen. You, Lord.
Amen.
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 Lord, keep us.
Amen.
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 To make the right choice.
choice.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, set our mind on the Spirit.
Amen.
So we can enjoy life and peace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you for every member's portion.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, do keep us in the touch.
Amen.
Lord, do keep the flow in our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, do just cause us to involve you in our everyday experiences.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, do build this wall, Lord.
Amen.
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 Desperate seekers.
Yes.
We're seeking you.
Amen.
Every opportunity, Lord.
Amen.
To sign up for the training.
Amen.
Make us desperate seekers.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We can receive your word.
Amen.
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 Ourselves in you.
Amen.